Hello?
Hello, Felipe?
Yes?
Hey, sir, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department now. How you doing this Tuesday, sir?
I'm doing great,
Good to hear,
I'm doing a job right now.
Got it. I know we had an appointment set next week, so I figured I'd try you now. What time works better for you, for me to call you back?
Right now it's actually a good moment right now.
Oh, it is? Okay, awesome, Okay, so the reason I'm calling, I looked at the notes, right, for the base program. Looks like they gave you a full month service credit. I was taking a look, too, at the placement. It looks like there's a lot of companies ahead of you, so that's why it's not really generating that many leads. Now, when you first started, I mentioned you the Google Guarantee Program. Do you remember talking about that at all?
Yes, somewhat, yes.
Okay, so let me just go over it all again. So it's basically, it's a new program through Google. It's been around a couple years now. They just recently opened it up to the whole United States, and it's super popular. I still have 100% retention rate on it, okay? And basically what it is it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, though, is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, and they do come through via phone call. Okay? Now, here's the kicker on it, Felipe. This is really why it's so popular, okay? If you do not set an appointment with the lead, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does consider that a qualified lead still. So if they don't do either of those two things, then you are not charged for the lead.
I do a job.
Yeah, well, unless they call, so let's say I see you in the Google Guarantee section. I call you, and I set an appointment with you, right?
Okay.
You're charged for that week. If they cancel, you're still charged for it. It's still considered a qualified lead per Google. Yes, sir. Okay. Also, if I call and I ask pricing, right, they consider that a qualified lead as well. So you would be charged for those. Now, if I call and I'm out of your service radius, or I'm not a service you provide, okay, or I'm calling to sell you life insurance, right? all of those things would be deemed as unqualified leads that you are not charged for. Does that make sense?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, the main reason they call it Google Guarantee isn't just because it guarantees you qualified leads. It's actually guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Okay, so Google offers up to $2,000 of insurance from them directly, and they're putting a guaranteed stamp on you. They're telling that client that they vetted you. So let me just re-verify. The company is still currently licensed and insured, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. Also, any face-to-face employees, Felipe, meaning if you have a crew of like 50 guys, but you're the only one that talks to the clients, it would only be you, okay? But any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Okay. Yeah, but if anything, I think I'm the one that's going to be doing the calls and everything.
Okay, so it'd be you then. Okay, so background check's good, right?
Yes.
Okay, I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to.
I mean, you guys could go ahead and check my background, but I mean, I do have a DUI. I mean, I don't know if that's going to affect me.
DUI is good. Yeah, misdemeanors. Any misdemeanors still qualify you for the program?
It was actually a felony DUI because
it was a felony DUI. Oh, with a GBI, a great bodily injury. Okay.
Not a great bodily injury, but it was a bodily injury. Yeah.
Bodily injury. Okay. So I've had clients with DUIs, and they're golden. It still got approved. So DUIs per Google, it's fine. Let me just double check on that though too, since it's a felony DUI. Okay, give me one quick second.
Be straightforward. You know?
Yeah. Because here's the thing: I don't sign clients up for it unless they qualify. You know what I'm saying?
One more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing. I would like to ask. So, what kind of jobs would I be getting? Like new construction? I like to keep it into like remodels and new construction.
Okay, so what we do is list your services, and basically if it's not a service you provide, you're not charged for the lead, okay? So your cost per lead for the plumbing vertical would be at $30.67 per lead. That does not fluctuate on you. Doesn't go up or down. Okay? Now, Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. Okay? That is for $400. Now, that budget does roll over. So let's say, for example, you took on one lead and decided to shut it off for whatever reason. You're booked out, go on vacation, whatever it is. The following month, you wouldn't be charged the $400. You would only be charged for that one qualified lead you took on, the 3067. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, we do not charge that budget until the advanced verification process is done. That's where we submit your license, your insurance, run the background check. That can take 4 to 6 weeks. I'm the main person, though, that sets these up, Felipe. What I've been noticing is it's about 2 to 3 weeks before that process is done.
Okay.
Now, I got, let's see here.
I mean, that sounds pretty good, though. I mean,
it's amazing.
Like, you guys, so if I give the Google guarantee, so you guys are guaranteeing me that they're going to be calling me, so then I have more ways of going to the jobs, right? Like, it's going to be for sure.
It's for sure, because let's say you took on zero leads, which that hasn't happened to any of my clients that do this. But if you took on zero leads, you would be charged $0.
So that's worth for both sides, because, you know, I make sure I get something, and you guys are getting paid also.
So Perry, who runs our Google Guarantee program, he sent me a message that you're good. He sent me the whole breakdown, too, of it, like A, Section B, yada, yada, yada. I could read the whole thing to you if you want, but basically what it means is your DUI is fine.
Okay, no worries. That's all I care, you know. As long as we're good, you know.
Okay, and I'll even in the email I send you, I'll send you his response so you have it in writing, okay? Now, I want to mention to you that budget, we don't charge it until that advanced verification process has been done. We do charge a one-time application fee, though. So you pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. That's for just
$250.
$250. That's for the application fee to run the license, insurance, background check, and to get you up in the Google Guarantee section.
One question, though.
Shoot.
I just got a question. No, I could ask. I mean, don't by asking. But when I started with these guys, didn't I get a down payment also? But that, like, what? Can you guys add that, or they have to give another one?
So when you started with us, give me a quick second, your setup fee was actually waived completely. So it was just the $149 to start up with us.
It was just $149? Okay.
Yeah, it was just $149. So you didn't pay any setup fee on it.
Oh, okay.
But the $250 application fee, they don't really let me budge on that at all. And it's just a one-time fee you have to pay. So what it does is it gets you in the Google Guarantee section, right?
So you got like a one thing every year, right?
No. One time forever.
One time, maybe that's it.
That's it. Fine. And you're on the Google Guarantee section forever. Now, every year, we have to resubmit your insurance when it expires, but that's included. It's no additional charge.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Now, what I want to do first off, I'm going to have everything sent to you in writing. I have FelipeVega100@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So the email coming through will be titled Google Guarantee. And you're going to have an account lead on this, okay? It'll either be Perry or Patricia. They are the ones that handle the Google Guarantee accounts, okay? But I will send you my direct line and extension. I'm in the Google Guarantee department full-time now. So I'm really hands-on with my accounts. If you have any questions, you could always reach me directly as well. Okay?
Okay.
Now, they'll send you a full breakdown of your cost per lead. What I'm going to do, though, so you have it in writing, I'm responding to the email now with your cost per lead and what the minimum budget is. Okay? Just give me one quick sec here. All right. 3067 per lead and budget 400. All right.
And that you said, how many jobs are you guys be throwing?
That guarantees you up to 13 leads if you do the minimum budget. Yeah, you can always set a higher budget. So I'll tell you kind of what my clients do.
That's good just to start.
Exactly. You can always add to it later. So I have a client who started with the minimum budget, and now he's spending a little under $10,000 a month.
Right.
So basically, you can always increase your budget if you want more leads in the future. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. All right.
So give me 1 second. Let me send you my direct line and extension. My pre-made text isn't working.
Yeah, this sounds way better than whatever I have right now.
So I'll tell you this, man. With our base programs, they're great, right? You get a website. We submit you all across the internet. We brand you to be a top recommended option on Google. But the problem is, we can't force that person to call you. You know what I'm saying?
No, of course not.
With Google Guarantee, though, we can, because the thing is, if you got no calls, you would be charged $0. It is the best lead program around right now, you know?
Yeah, I think it sounds good to me, honestly, you know what I mean? Like I said, we could start with the minimum, and later on, I would like to spend at least like $1,500 with you guys, and then we'll all be making money, you know? I
want to
be like actually investing more money, but right now, we could just start up with $400.
Yeah, start with the minimum budget, and I'm like absolutely sure you're gonna add to that budget. Okay, so the next thing I'm doing, and again, we don't charge that budget till the advanced verification process is done. I assign Patricia to your account. She is awesome. So in a moment here, I'm gonna schedule your client interview with her. This is where she just wants to meet you. She'll go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. I'll tell her you're starting at the minimum budget though. Okay.
When I meet her, you mean like she's gonna
call? Oh, on
her,
phone call. Phone like, call. I gotta, yeah, via phone call. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, like, I gotta go somewhere or like?
No. I mean, it's all phone calls. You know, I'm in Huntington Beach, so I'm not even really far from you. But yeah, it'll be done via phone call. Now, very important. In a moment here, okay, I'm gonna send you an application via text message and email. You want to get started on that application as soon as possible, okay? In your client interview with Patricia, if you run into any, like, snags on it, right, she'll be able to help you push it through, okay? Now, for the one-time application fee, are we going to be using the same card we have on file, the one ending in 1255?
Yeah, I would like to do that, but I would like to actually start with you guys, like, a certain date, not, like, right now. If we could do this, like, beginning of the month,
okay,
that's even better for me, you know, because I, like, I want to have my payments pretty much all like at the beginning of the month, so I don't start getting confused.
So just to clarify, what we're talking about right now is the one-time payment, the $250 setup fee.
Yeah.
The monthly, so the for the lead budget, right, that is not charged and will not be charged until you talk to Patricia. Like, she's going to tell you, hey, your account's active, you're on the Google Guarantee section. She gives you some tips on, you know, how to handle the leads coming through. And then they charge the budget. So the application fee, though, are we good to get started on that today?
You know what? Yeah, we could do that. Okay, cool.
But it's like a one-time payment. Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. But in order before you guys activate my account and before I start getting charged, like I want you guys to call me and not just like start me off. You know, like I want to know before.
We don't start it without telling you, because the thing is, like, we want you to answer the leads. If the leads came through and you didn't answer them, then you wouldn't be charged for them because you didn't set an appointment or inquire about price. But we never activate accounts until after we've spoken with you.
Okay, cool. One more question I have now. So the lead cards, I'm going to get about 13 leads a month. Now, the leads will be calling me, or you guys are sending me the number? And
they're
I'm
calling you.
Them.
They're calling you. They only come via phone call, and the way they come through, Felipe, is it's going to say LSA lead on your phone, which means local service ad. It's just another word for Google Guarantee.
Oh, okay. So I will know where it's, like, actually it's from you guys.
Yes. And then in your tracking system, it will track all the leads with the phone numbers, and it will literally say next to it qualified and unqualified, so you know which ones you're being charged for and which ones you're not.
Okay.
Okay. So give me one quick second here. I'm going to have the application sent to you via text message and via email. Just give me one quick sec, though.
Can I do the application later and just pay right now and do it on my own time?
Yeah, so do it just as soon as possible, okay? The client interview with Patricia, she always wants that set next day. So, one, she could prep for the call. And two, more importantly, you could get started on the application. So if you can, just get it done tonight if you have some time set aside or some time set aside.
Okay.
And it's really straightforward, okay?
Okay.
All right. But that, the sooner we get your application processed, the sooner you're on Google Guarantee, and the sooner you could start getting your leads through, you know? So
okay,
it's really important.
So that means, so for sure I'm going to be with Google, right? Like, I'm working with Google already.
Yeah, you're going to be in the Google Guarantee section.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so people are going to find me, they go into Google, they could find me in Google.
Yeah. So if you do a search for plumbers, right? Right now, the companies that have their leads on are Roto-Rooter Plumbing, Dutton Plumbing, Leading Edge Plumbing, and Rooter. And they have a Google Guarantee green check mark next to their name. So what would happen, it's on a Google rotating phone number. It's not their number, it won't be your number, right? They'll call you, like they'll pick and call you, and the call comes through as LSA lead. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
And I got a question. I just did a job, and I really never asked my people for reviews because, I'm pretty started with all this, but I know I need reviews. So I just asked this client for a review, so he said to send them out the information. So how do I do this? Do I need to send them like a text so they can send me a review, or how does it work?
Yes. So that's what I was going to get into next, actually. So what's going to happen in your client interview with you, Patricia, two things. For one, you need to have your driver's license or identification card on you because she's going to send you a link to scan it for the background check. Okay. We have you do it for security purposes. Okay. Two, she's going to send you a link for Google Guarantee reviews. What we need is 5 reviews in the Google Guarantee section. Send it to previous clients, current clients, friends, family member. Doesn't matter who it is. We just need 5 reviews in that section. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
So give me one quick sec here. All right. The application fee is good. I'm going to text you the application now, and I'm going to email it to you as well, okay? Very, very important, right? When I first started setting these up, I wouldn't really stress the importance on it, and, my clients wouldn't get it done as soon as possible. So now every single call, I stress it. Like, hey, get this done ASAP. That way we could get it pushed through, okay? And what's been happening, like, literally they're done in, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, So it's way faster. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's good. You're telling me because I'm one of the guys that will probably take forever. I will probably take a month, 2 months, and
just get it done. Just get it done. Like, you don't have to start your leads as soon as it's done, like as soon as the application fee is processed. But at least now you're up on the Google Guarantee section and you're able to start the leads when you're ready. So get that application. Just get it knocked out of the way. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Now, very important on the application too. Okay. Because I've had some clients run into this. So now I mention it to everybody. It's going to show you an example of the insurance form. It's a certificate of liability insurance. And Google wants, so in the top left-hand corner, it will say a cord. Okay? If you do not have this document, all insurance companies provide it. Just call your insurance and ask them to give you the accord document. And they'll send it right over to you. Super easy.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. And again, there's an example of it. Don't worry about the amounts on there. Like, if your amounts don't match, that's fine. It's just a sample. Just get that accord form. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Cool. So, I texted and emailed you the application
I opened the link already, and he's asking me to sign in to continue forms.
Yes. You just put an email in.
Email or phone number.
Just put an email or phone number in there to be able to start the form. Yeah, I should have mentioned that. Sorry.
Okay. 915-05.
While you're doing that, I'm going to get your client interview scheduled, okay? So give me one second. Let me just pull up her availability. All right, she's got an appointment at 7:30. Okay, so her soonest time tomorrow, she has an 8:30 available slot. She has a 10 a.m. She's got a 12 too, so at lunchtime, 1 and a 2 p.m. What time works best for you?
I guess the time really doesn't matter. I mean, I think you said after 8 you had 10?
8:30 is the soonest appointment.
8:30, and then after the 8:30?
8:30, the next one is 10 a.m.
I'll see 10 a.m.
10 a.m. All right, got it. So I'm gonna book it for an hour. It never really takes that long, though, okay? Just so you're aware. So it'll say on the appointment, it'll say LSA appointment, okay? And you and Patricia will both be added to it. So give me a one. Oh, you want her calling this number, right? The 818-915-0577?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the best number for the Google Guarantee leads to forward to, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Okay, so I'm not understanding this thing right here. So you told me to put an email or a phone number, and I decided to put my phone number, and now he says enter your password.
Okay, give me 1 second, and I'll jump over to that. Perry was messaging me about something about that earlier, but give me 1 second, and I'll get it squared away. Let me just book this in real fast.
Cool.
All right, so you're both added. Okay, that appointment too, she's going to call from the 877 number, okay? Now let's figure out this application. Hey, on the app form. He told me earlier something about this, but I haven't had one client have an issue with it yet, so I didn't really look into it. So I'm messaging him right now, and I'm glad it came up. That way I have the answer on it for future clients too, you know?
Yeah, he said something about, I don't know, I just tried putting an email, and he said he couldn't find your Google account.
Okay. You're using a Yahoo account, right? Okay.
Yeah, it might be
Do you have a Gmail account by chance?
I probably done one and I probably forgot it, so I probably will have to make another one.
No worries. Let me get you a solution right now. Okay. All
right, cool.
Okay, in the meantime, let me go back to that message you sent. So let me find it. Okay.
Hey, you're Daniel, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Daniel, just so you know, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but if my phone died, that means that the battery's a little low right now.
Okay. If it dies, okay, I'm going to email you and I'll leave you a voicemail with the solution, okay? And then just call me back when it's charged again, all right?
Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying because it might die, you know? Nothing's going to happen, you know?
No. I appreciate you telling me. That way I'm like, oh, what happened?
Yeah. I don't want to be a dick or anything like that.
Alright, hold on. He hasn't seen it yet. She's on the phone. Alright, give me one quick second. I'm gonna place you on a hold, okay? I'm gonna go get you a solution real fast. Alright.
Cool.
All right, Felipe? Oh.
Yes, I'm serious.
All right, perfect. So Patricia, she's messaging me right now. I just had to get a, she just got off a call. So getting you the solution right now. First time I encountered this, surprisingly, you know, but he messaged something about it, earlier, cause I guess some clients haven't been able to get in without a Gmail account. So, click the link.
Someone have to create a Gmail?
She's saying you don't. What browser are you using? What browser are you on? Is it a Chrome or?
This is Google.
It's Google. Okay. And when you try to open the form, what is it saying?
Well, once I click on the app that you sent me, I'm opening the website you sent me, and it's sending me directly with Google. It says sign in to continue forms, and then it says email or phone number. On the bottom, it says for that email, like if you don't know it, I guess.
Okay. So
then I reach out my phone number, and I reach out my email, but none of them are working.
Okay. So let me...
My email is a Yahoo. Mine's a Yahoo.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, mine goes right in, but I have a Google account. So let me see. Hold on. See if there's another route. This will be the only issue, I promise you.
The beginning is always
hard. Yahoo, man. So we tried phone number. That didn't work because it asked you for a password, right? But you tried email. That didn't go through because it wants a Gmail, right? What happens? What happens when you click forgot email or whatever?
I'm gonna have to make one.
To make you one. Okay. Okay.
No,
okay.
It doesn't say. I haven't clicked on it, but that's what's gonna say pretty much.
Okay. Gotcha.
Right. Oh, no, you're right, actually.
It took you in?
It says, after I clicked on that, it says, find your email, enter your phone number, or recovery email.
But no,
I still don't have an email. So
Right.
I have to create one, it seems like.
Right.
I could create one, not a problem. I mean, I just don't have the time to create one right now. But
Right. Hold on, she's typing right now, so, cause we've had other client, he mentioned this earlier, but there was no like, I didn't get the exact solution from him. So, give me one quick sec. Let me see if they have a different link. And it makes sense because the form they have you fill out, it's a Google Doc form, right? So, I need the Google account, we'll fix it. Just give me one quick sec.
So I got a question now that we're waiting on that.
Yeah,
so
shoot.
You said something about, so you guys are giving me a free month?
What they did, so I looked in the notes, you talked to Ruben, right? And
not sure, but I think somebody.
Yeah, you talked to Ruben, and what they did is they put a service credit for a month. So it says on September 16th, your billing due is $0. So.
That's for whatever I have now, right?
Yeah, that's the pro package with the local search engine optimization, the directory submissions, the tracking system.
I want to ask you a question. For how long have it been that I just signed in with you guys and you rolled?
It was 9 weeks ago is when you signed up.
9 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much, about to be 2 months. Yeah, because I'm
little over 2 months.
Moving.
Right.
Yeah, I really haven't seen any movements, but in a way, I haven't done nothing about it. I haven't optimized all my, I haven't gotten any pictures or haven't moved my application at all. But I mean, I hope this one really works, because the other one, honestly, I don't think it was actually working. That's why I really wanted to cancel.
Give me a second. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just reading her response here issue before I return. I fill out that. She has to send us the file for insurance. Okay, so what she told me, I didn't know this. I'm glad I know now. When you don't have a Google account currently, like you said, you could create a Google account to be able to log into it. But what we've been doing is filling it out on the behalf of the client, right? But then you still have to submit the insurance, the license, et cetera. So what I'd recommend for you is create a Gmail and log into that Google Docs form to fill it out. Or Patricia could help you fill the form out tomorrow.
Okay.
But yeah, I really want to get that form.
Myself, you know?
Yeah, it takes like 2 seconds. Yeah.
Not somebody like me. I'm not good with technology. I'm going to have to probably try to have somebody help me out to build one, get one, you know, but I'll get it done because regardless, you know, I might need it for something else. So might as well just have my account, you know, and have a Google, a Gmail.
Right. Do you want me to create an account for you right now, a Gmail? I know how to do it.
I'll create it.
Okay, you'll create it. All right.
Just go to Gmail,
and then click create an account, and then just follow the prompt. What they'll do is they'll send you like a verification code to your phone.
To create it, how would it create it? Where do I go?
So you go to Gmail. So just type in gmail.com, and then it's going to have you log in. And if you don't have a login, it'll say create a Gmail.
Okay. And then just create one, huh?
And then just create one, yeah. And so make sure you put like your phone number in, because what's going to happen is they're going to send you a text to verify it's you. Okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay, and it's super easy. Just follow the prompt and then log into that form and fill it out. And we really want you to fill it out just for security purposes. You know, your license, your insurance, all that stuff.
Okay. Do I need to put in my workers comp also or no, not that one?
Not the workers' comp. We need the limited. We need the liability insurance.
Liability insurance. What about the bond?
No, the bond's not necessary. So it'll show you when you log in, and I know you can't see it now, but it'll show you an example of the insurance we need.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Regarding, so I know I kind of cut you off because I was reading her notes. So on your base program, I see your billing isn't going to be again till, October 16th, right? So what I'm going to do, and we'll be talking, you know what I'm saying? Cause we're going to be speaking regarding the Google Guarantee account, but I don't want to get you charged on that again if that base program isn't producing results. Like we know Google Guarantee will.
Yeah.
The base program
has it. Yeah, the other one I want to cancel already. You know, like I don't want to pay for it no more for sure.
Okay,
cancel me on that one because I want to get started on this one. I don't want to get charged with the other one.
Okay, you know what?
You brought that up.
Yeah, instead of just like calling you right before the billing, I'd recommend that though because they're giving you a service credit and they're doing all the optimization. So just let them do that. Take your free month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I'll make sure, I'll notate it in the account too. So I'll put in, let's see, October 16th, that's a Friday. Are Mondays usually really busy for you, or?
All Mondays are busy.
Let me put in a week before. Friday, so on the 9th, okay? Oh, wait a minute, I'm looking at September. Hold on, sorry. So October 16th, October 16th is a Sunday. So how about I call you October 7th, which will be like about 9 days before. Okay. So I'm going to put you in there and that way I make sure, you know, if you're rolling on the base program and it's hitting now, I mean, might as well keep it. But if it's not, then yeah, we'll cancel that out and we'll just focus on Google Guarantee for you, but you might as well take your free month they gave you. If that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? So, I got you in for sure, and I'll put that all in the notes. And we'll talk way before then, too. So,
okay.
I'll keep asking, like, I'll look up the results and be like, oh, it's hitting now on the base program or still no leads. Because it only shows on the file one lead so far from the base program, right? And let's see what that even was. It was a website click. That's all it was. So yeah. So not even a call, you know. So we'll scratch that. But might as well take the free month they gave you is what I'm recommending. Exactly.
Nothing to lose, you know.
Yeah, and I will make sure. Like I'll heavily notate it in priority notes. I'll make sure. I'll even message Ruben, the other guy you spoke to, so he knows and he's aware. That way you're not continuing to get charged on something not working. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so your homework tonight, create a Gmail account, fill out that app form, okay? The client interview with Patricia is set for tomorrow at, let me check, 10 a.m., okay?
Okay.
And she's going to call you from our 877 number, so just keep that in mind, too, all right?
Okay.
All right, perfect. If you ever have any questions, do me a favor when you get a chance to save my number in your phone, okay? Like I mentioned, I'm really active in my accounts for Google Guarantee. So just call me. If you ever have any questions or anything at all, just reach out to me. All right?
Okay, cool.
All right, perfect. And I'll make sure to keep an eye on your accounts to make sure everything's running smooth. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Felipe. Hey, congratulations again. You are going to love Google Guarantee. And just try to get that stuff done tonight, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect, sir. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
You too. Have a good one.
All right, bye.